180 degrees. Good morning, podcast audience. Local 304, Ohio Valley District, and particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Let's get right to our Sunday morning podcast. We are in a holiday weekend, so because I try to run relevant podcasting, when it pertains particularly to Columbus, Ohio, it's a holiday weekend, so we're going to use real-world situation or a sequence of events to define or talk about Article 11. Not to define it, but to talk about Article 11 in our contract. And in our national agreement, Article 11 deals with holiday. Now, as a reference, we're going to use our chem. And again, because this is a Columbus, Ohio particular podcast on holiday weekends, we're going to use our LMOU that pertains to Columbus, Ohio. Okay, let's get started. Our first reference we're going to talk about is our LMOU. Now, just so you know, Columbus, Ohio, it's pretty much two sections in your LMOU that address holidays, and that is in Item T, Section 4 and 5. Section 4 talks about if you want to leave early on your holiday. So employees requesting to leave early during the holiday period must submit 3971 to the supervisor within 2 hours of the begin tour. Then there's a pecking order. So if you want to leave, you go to work, within 2 hours, you submit your 3971. It's not first come, first serve. At the end of the two-hour period from your start time, is then it's cut off, and all employees who have submitted leave requests to go home, now it's a seniority order. Seniority, but maintaining a pecking order that says non-volunteers full-times go home first, non-volunteers part-times go home first, volunteer full-time regulars working their scheduled day off, volunteer full-time or part-time working their scheduled day off, then full and part-time regulars working on their regular scheduled day, flexes, which we don't have, and then casuals. So that's the pecking order to go home. Again, the other part of your local agreement, I'm sorry, of your local memorandum of understanding, says 14 days prior to the holiday posting date, there will be a meeting on each tour between the union and management to discuss holiday needs. As many employees as can be spared will be excused from work on their holiday. Now, what that just said was, in this case here, the actual holiday is October 14th. The actual posting date should have been, and we'll talk about this later, the Tuesday preceding the holiday, which is October 8th. Now, as per our local agreement, I keep saying local agreement, but local agreement and your local memorandum of understanding, sometime I use them synonymously, but I'll keep it at LMOU. So our LMOU says, if the holiday is the 14th, management posts the holiday schedule on the 8th, then 2 weeks prior to the 8th, which would have been September 24th, the union and management should sit down and discuss holiday needs. I'm going to pretty much say that didn't happen on that date. And let me tell you one of the bad sides of that not happening as per the LMOU. The more advance notice you give postal management, what it really does is it forces them to make a holiday schedule. And usually if you force them to do it within that two-week period, they have time to do it, go back, recheck, and make adjustments to it. But when your union is not diligent as far as maintaining Item T, paragraph 5, when your union is not on top of that, they do their members a disservice in Columbus, Ohio. Happens pretty frequently. The next reference I want to talk about is our actual national agreement. And let's go to Article 11. Now, first thing I want you to know is there are 10 holidays that we get paid for. Now, I want you to know also that of the 10 holidays, New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Day, Washington Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day, of those 10, only 6 are considered holiday for the MHAs, and that will be New Year's Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. So first of all, understand, regulars get 4 more holidays, 4 more paid holidays than MHAs get. Moving right along. Now, to be eligible for holiday pay, an employee must be in a pay status that last hour of the employee's scheduled workday prior to or the first hour of the employee's scheduled workday after the holiday. So the last hour before the holiday period starts, you need to be in a pay status, or the first hour after. And if you meet either of those criteria, you are eligible and should receive holiday pay. A key point of interest is when a holiday falls on Sunday, the following Monday will be observed as the holiday. When a holiday falls on Saturday, the preceding Friday shall be observed as the holiday. When an employee's scheduled non-work day falls on a day observed as a holiday, the employee's scheduled work day preceding the holiday shall be designated as the employee's holiday. All our conversation right now is coming directly from Article 11 in your national agreement. The employer will determine the number and categories of employees needed for holiday work, and a schedule shall be posted as of 12 noon on the Tuesday preceding the service week in which the holiday falls. As many full-time and part-time regular scheduled employees as can be spared will be excused from duty on a holiday or a day designated as their holiday. Employees shall be selected to work on a holiday within each category in the following order. First, you want to bring all your casuals in, even if overtime is required. All available and qualified part-time flexible employees, even if overtime is required. Full and part-time regular employees in order of seniority who have volunteered to work on their holiday or the day designated as their holiday when such day is part of their regular work schedule. These employees would be paid at the applicable straight time rate. MHAs as specified below in Section D. Now, subsection D reads as follows. MHAs will be scheduled for work on a holiday or designated holiday after all full-time or part-time volunteers are scheduled to work on their holiday or designated holiday. They will be scheduled to the extent possible prior to any full-time volunteers or non-volunteers being scheduled to work a non-scheduled day, or any full-time non-volunteers being required to work their holiday or designated, have locally negotiated a pecking order that will schedule full-time volunteers on a non-scheduled day, the local memorandum of understanding will apply. So Article 11.6 pertaining to holiday schedules give you a specific pecking order that when you sit down and talk holiday schedules with postal management, there should be, this is the manner in which you address how many employees are going to be scheduled. Now, one of the common mistakes that I see a lot of people do is they allow the MHAs to be scheduled before some of your volunteer employees. Again, as per Article 11.6, that's not how it goes. Casuals, definite. That's an automatic lock. And then you go into available part-time employees. Then we go to volunteers. Then we go to our MHAs. And then as per the pecking order, if enough employees are not on the list or not available, then we go to the full-time or part-times that volunteer to work their non-scheduled days. And if that doesn't work, then we go into drafting in reverse order of seniority, full-time or part-time employees for their non-scheduled day. So again, you have to understand the pecking order. This order is set in stone. It's not ambiguous, but if you don't know it, bring a copy of your contract in with you. It's not a bad thing to have that reference right in front of you, especially when you're dealing with the agency who, even though they do a piss poor job of doing it, they do schedules every week. So by osmosis, you are not going to be as familiar with a schedule as a supervisor or a manager. So bring your reference points with you and check the seniority to make sure employees are being scheduled as per Article 11. Now, again, most times when you're doing holiday scheduling, when you meet with management and they're not drafting anyone, that's a real good day, real easy holiday schedule to look at. No one's being drafted, and they have enough volunteers and MHAs and casuals, then that's a beautiful holiday. And we should have more holiday schedules reflecting that. But one of the things that the post office likes to do now is they look at holidays a little different from the way it was negotiated. They look at our holidays now as a day to catch up on what they failed to do prior in the week, which is contrary to what our holiday schedule, by the intent of our contract, is about. We get wrapped up in the fact that management has mismanaged all week. Now it's a holiday. You want to let off as many regulars as you possibly can. But if you have allowed your building to go into delayed mail status, they use as an argument Article 3, management's right. And again, because of management's authority and eloquent use of it to mismanage postal operations, more people get forced to work their holidays that should be allowed to stay home and enjoy their holidays. And I'd like to take this opportunity to just clarify some information I put out on one of my podcasts. I gave an example when I talked about the apps, excuse me, and I gave credit, I guess I was dating myself, when I said Martin Marietta. Actually, the company that came in with the team of experts fit the machine to Columbus, Ohio, signed off on the productivity levels was Lockheed Martin, not Martin Marietta. Just want to make sure I correct that. So as always, again, we just skip through lightly touching Article 11, just spoke on one or two key points. But as always, the podcast is designed for two things. One, so that you can make yourself aware while you're at work. And two, it is also designed to hopefully stimulate interest in you so that you pick up your contract and maybe read some of this. You'll be amazed at what revelations you're going to find that we do not do as per our contract if you read your contract. And the more people that read the contract, the greater the number will be of employees who want to go by the contract. And again, on our way to making Local 304 a much stronger union. Kenny Hodge, hopefully your next local president. I need the support of Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky to make that happen. IOK. Let's have a great day. Talk to you later.